The Hard Shoulder with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman on News Talk
with Kia.
Close to 2,000 National Ambulance Service members of Unite and SIP2 began industrial action from 8 a.m. this morning. This is over a dispute with the government regarding pay for ambulance staff. People who require an ambulance have been told that they should still call 999 or 112, but those experiencing cardiac or respiratory arrest as well as serious injuries will now be prioritised. The HS said that the ability of the National Ambulance Service to respond to requests for help over the next 24 hours will be significantly impacted. And Stephen McMahon, co-founder and director of the Irish Patients Association, joins us now. Stephen, your reaction to hearing that the ambulance service is going on strike, it's on work to rule today, strike tomorrow, and this idea that emergency calls will be prioritised and there will be some delays in responding to them all.
Good evening, Ciara. Yes, they were very concerned. The Irish Patients Association, we recognise the immense pressure that ambulance personnel are working under every day. But these, and they're highly trained frontline professionals carrying increased clinical responsibilities in an already overstrained healthcare system. But equally, from the patient's perspective, emergency care is one of those final safety nets for people believe will always be there when they dial 999. So our position this evening, Ciara, is that patients must not be used as pawns by any party in an industrial dispute. And the immediate priority now must be protecting patient safety, ensuring urgent engagement and finding a credible way forward, a resolution, before disruption escalates further, as you've just outlined there.
Unfortunately, it doesn't look like it's going to happen in the next 24 hours. Stephen, now the ambulance service has said they're going to have more clinical staff available on the line to deal with, I suppose, advice towards people dealing with issues, and that they are prioritising the 999 element of the ambulance service. But obviously the ambulance service does more than 999's calls. They have scheduled calls. They transfer patients between hospitals, etc. It would look like all of that will go by the wayside. Do you feel that patients are being used here as sort of a pawn in these industrial relations?
Well, clearly there's a clear dispute there between the ambulance personnel, the National Ambulance Service, and the HSC. But I think really we've got to focus on where we are this evening. And, we support the Taoiseach's call earlier on this afternoon, who called for dialogue on the use of the state's industrial relations mechanisms. And we now hope that Minister for Jennifer Carol McNeill can help create conditions for urgent and meaningful engagement before this further escalation occurs. Because the very things you're talking about, Ciara, there create additional strains. The healthcare system is under strain, overcrowding in emergencies, huge waiting list numbers announced last Friday, and financial overruns and so on. So each layer is upon a layer of escalating problems, and patients are the ones that ultimately suffer. On the issue of, what concerns us also, Ciara, and you would probably be better place to understand it, that, one of the risks during periods of an emergency system disruption is that patients themselves may begin second-guessing the seriousness of their symptoms or delay seeking urgent care because they don't want to be a burden on the system. And that is a matter of concern. So even though they're putting on extra staff in the call centres and so on, at the end of the day, it's someone perhaps by themselves or with a loved one, out the country or in the suburbia or whatever, that has a moment of crisis. And, even delaying that call can actually have an impact on the patient. So we're really calling again on the minister to intervene here and to ensure that patients are at the centre of all of this process and find a resolution to this problem. Because ultimately, Ciara, this is going to be sorted out around the table, and none of us, including the paramedics and the politicians and the people in the HSC, want to see somebody injured as a result of this dispute.
Yeah. One thing, I was listening to spokespeople for the ambulance service earlier speaking today to the media, and they were asked, will there be a risk to patients from this action? And they said, well, every attempt will be made to minimise it. But they didn't say there would be none. So there is an awareness that there is a risk. Do you think it is ever acceptable to put patients' lives or health at risk, Stephen, in order to, I suppose, pursue industrial relations within the health service?
No, I think it's one of these areas that, you know, we need a system between the management and providers of services, regardless of whether they're ambulance personnel or doctors or nurses or any of the allied professionals, that there's a structure there that, you know, that ensures that there's timely resolution of these problems. And I think that not just looking at this particular dispute, but looking back over time, we see that the root cause of all of this seems to be a culture of delay in resolving the problem. And only then, when it becomes a major crisis, does movement seem to happen. And that's not the way to have a healthcare system in such a, how would I say, dynamic situation that we find ourselves in now, as we move forward into Sláinte Care and all the other things that we're trying to see that that's going to benefit patients. But patients ultimately have a right to safety. And as I say to you there, you know, last Friday, there's nearly almost 870,000 patients, public patients, on some waiting list or other in our healthcare system. And those patients, you know, if they've been waiting for more than 12 months or maybe 6 months, can their situation, sure, their condition can deteriorate, and they may actually need that ambulance tomorrow.
No, the numbers are too big. You make
the
very good points, Stephen. Look, thank you very much for joining us on those concerns. That is Stephen McMahon, their co-founder and director of the Irish Patients Association. Love to know what people think out there about the ambulance service going on. It's kind of a work to rule go slow today, but a full strike tomorrow. And as I say, they have said that they will attempt to minimise risk to patients, but I don't think there's any question that there won't be some risk to patients. Let us know what you think. 087 1400 106.
The Hard Shoulder with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman. With Kia. Weekdays at 4 on News Talk. Conversation that counts.